On this day, July 5th, 1794, a man is born that made every kid's breakfast and every campfire more awesome. We'll tell you that story. Let's get started. Well, this weekend we celebrated the 4th of July, but in my house, it's a double celebration since my daughter Ava's birthday is on July 3rd. Now, her birthdays are usually multiple day events, by the way. You know, when you get to my age, you only count by decades. You know, you're in your 30s or your 40s, so I'll probably celebrate my next birthday when I turn 50, and it'll probably last about, maybe 30 minutes in the morning. Hey, happy birthday. But not my daughter. When you're young, it's all fun. It extends over a few days, and she loves to celebrate her birthday. And we had a lot of great food. You know, we celebrate America and little Ava. Well, of course, we had one of the best sweets ever. My favorite and my daughter's favorite. And everybody in my household loves this. And I'll ask you, do you like s'mores? I love s'mores. There's nothing like the sweet taste of melted chocolate and marshmallows. Oh, I'm drooling here and it's early in the morning. I can go for one. Go really good to coffee, I would imagine. But they would never be complete without those beautiful golden brown graham crackers. My favorite cereal of all time is Golden Grahams, by the way. You remember those Golden Grahams? Graham crackers, Golden Grahams. Awesome. Well, it was on this day, July 5th, 1794, Sylvester Graham, the inventor of the graham cracker, is born in Massachusetts. I'm happy for that birthday. Graham was one of 17 children. He became a clergyman and he promoted vegetarianism. Now, Graham had a little bit of an interesting slant on things. He was at war with sexual lust and liquor, and he thought diet was the weapon to wage that war. Graham thought that diet could cure lust and alcoholism. Now, the Encyclopedia Britannica says that he was best known for his advocacy of unsifted, coarsely ground wheat, or graham, flour, and his invention, the graham cracker, came into being in 1829. Well, thank God for 1829 and Mr. Graham. Now, Graham gave speeches everywhere. His followers were called Grahamites, and he taught that people should sleep on hard mattresses and take cold showers. That was probably his cure to what he would say, sexual lust. And his dietary laws included homemade bread. And for suggesting homemade bread, he was once attacked by a mob of bakers. Now, Graham also prescribed rough cereals, fruits, and vegetables. Now, I heard one report that said when he lectured on sexual topics, women would faint. I don't know why, but that's just kind of strange to me. Well, temperance boarding houses bearing his name were open in New York City and Boston, and many Grahamites experimented with communal living near Boston at a place called Brook Farm, and Graham wrote books on bread making and other food-related topics. However, even to Graham, his kind of diet was a little bit boring, so he invented the graham cracker to revive his taste buds. Mine would need some reviving, too, with that diet. Well, Graham's work inspired the modern cereal industry, and it brightened up every kid and adult, too, who ever made s'mores around a campfire, or, like me, who just likes a plain old graham cracker with nothing on it. So I'm a Grahamite as well. Well, I'm not a vegetarian, and I don't want the extreme abstinence or the communal living, but I can call myself a partial Grahamite. Who's with me? Let's have a s'mores party, shall we? On this day, July 5th, 1794, Sylvester Graham, the inventor of the graham cracker, is born in Massachusetts.